This recording, Florida 21, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic It's a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama! Kama!" which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Yes, one of my most memorable memories when I was little, since I was born in Cuba, and I came to the United States as a third grader. So my first day in the third grade classroom, you know, I walk in, I'm not prepared, I don't have anything to write with or anything. So I, you know, sit down in the chair, and the teacher begins to talk, and I cannot understand a word she is saying. And I see the kids around me pulling out paper and pencils, and, you know, they start to get prepared, and I have no idea what's going on, and I don't have anything. And so I just became really scared and sad, and I started to cry. And, you know, the kids around me, somebody gave me some paper, somebody else gave me some, you know, a pencil to write with. And to this day, I have no idea what happened after that. But I do remember that as being, you know, I mean, it was significant. It was my first introduction. I remember that particular teacher. I remember her name was Mrs. Sprouse. She was such an incredible individual. She helped me a lot. And I do remember also she stayed after school with me just to talk. And I learned a lot. That was third grade back in 1962. It was a good memory. Yeah. Okay, these are common proverbs and sayings in Spanish. Dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres, which means birds of a feather flock together. Tell me who you hang out with, and I'll tell you who you are. Barriga llena, corazón contento. Basically, it means full belly, happy heart. Camarón que se duerme, se lo lleva la corriente, which means you snooze, you lose. Literally, the shrimp that goes to sleep, the current takes it away.